Today, a retail conundrum. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. One that is post covering finance and property news. Well, the ABS released their retail turnover figures and they showed surprisingly a rise of 0.7% in May. This follows a flat result in April and a 0.4% rise in March 2023. So of course, a lot of the media came out and said, well, this defies everybody's expectations because of course people were thinking everyone had stopped spending. Well, the ABS said retail turnover was supported by a rise in spending on food and eating out, combined with a boost in spending on discretionary goods. This latest rise reflects some resilience in spending, with consumers taking advantage of larger than usual promotional activity and sales events for May. Other retailing recorded the largest rise, up 2.2%, with turnover growing strongly across a variety of businesses, including online-only retailers, florists, and pharmaceutical and cosmetic retailers. An early start to some end of financial year sales events boosted turnover, along with Mother's Day and the Click Frenzy Mayhem sales event. Just as we saw during the November Black Friday sales last year, consumers appeared to take extra advantage of discounting during large sale events in May in response to cost of living pressures, the ABS said. Household goods retailing was up 0.6%, and that was a modest rise following three straight monthly falls, with turnover down 4.4% since May 2022. Clothing, footwear, and personal accessory retailing was down 0.6%, and department stores were down 0.5%, and they were the only retail categories to fall this month. This follows a rise in April when sales were boosted by increased spending on clothing items due to cooler and wetter than average weather. For food-related industries, turnovers rose in both cafes, restaurants, and takeaway food services at 1.4% and food retailing up 0.3%. The rise in May means that cafes, restaurants, and takeaway food services turnover is again at a record level following last month's small fall. Food retailing has recorded a monthly rise for 16 of the past 18 months. Most of the growth in food retailing spending, though, has been driven by rising prices. This was seen in yesterday's release of the monthly consumer price index, which showed that food prices rose 7.9% in the 12 months to May. The largest contributor to this increase was from meals out and takeaway food, as businesses passed on their higher costs through price rises. Retail turnover rose across most of the states and territories, with the Northern Territory at 1.6%. That was the largest rise and is now at its highest level ever. Tasmania recorded the only turnover fall, down 0.1%. And it's worth noting that on the 5th of July, there'll be a more detailed release, which might give us even more insights, including state by industry subgroup, and online sales time series. But here's the important point. There are a couple of things to keep in mind when viewing these monthly retail figures. Firstly, the impact of inflation, and secondly, population growth. Inflation effects will be accounting for about 0.3 percentage points of nominal gains month to month. Likewise, population growth, which is running at 2% per year, means even flat per capita spend will see aggregate sales rising 0.2 percentage points a month. So turning this around, any monthly sales gain below 0.5% likely indicates declining per capita volumes. Conversely, a 0.7% gain, while materially better than expected, is still indicative of only very weak per capita growth in volume terms. And there's another factor to bear in mind too. As I've been saying consistently, not everybody is in the same cost pressure bind. There are still households with plenty of savings and plenty of capacity to spend. And so whilst an aggregate story may give us one view, the truth is much more complex when you actually start looking at different types of households in different positions. As I see in my surveys, retail spending is dying for many households in financial stress at the moment, but others with more capacity to spend are going out and taking advantage of the early sales and deep discounting to take advantage of the opportunities to spend even more. And this, of course, highlights to me the critical question for the RBA. On one hand, they are damaging the financial footprint of about a third of households in the country, lifting interest rates so high and probably doing more ahead. But there are other households who are doing just fine and really aren't feeling the pain at all. And this is the problem with such a blunt instrument. Interest rates don't hit everybody equally because not everybody is in the same position. And unfortunately, the marginal impact on, let's say, half of those with mortgages is now extremely serious, as I discussed earlier today. We are in a difficult bind, but I suspect the RBA will take this information to highlight that more rate rises are still required. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.